Lesson 13, pages 414 and 415. Jury duty.
All Americans are protected by the Constitution. No one person can decide if a person is guilty of a crime. Every citizen has the right to a trial by jury. When a person is charged with a crime, he is considered innocent until the jury decides he is guilty. Most American citizens are chosen for jury duty at some time in their lives. How are jurors chosen? The court gets the names of citizens from lists of taxpayers, licensed drivers, and voters. Many people are called to the courthouse for the selection of a jury. From this large number, 12 people are chosen. The lawyers and the judge ask each person questions to see if the person is going to be fair. If the person has made any judgment about the case before hearing the facts presented in the trial, he is not selected. If the juror doesn't understand enough English, he is not selected. The court needs jurors who can understand the facts and be open-minded. When the final jury selection is made, the jurors must raise their right hands and promise to be fair in deciding the case. Sometimes a trial goes on for several days or more. Jurors are not permitted to talk with family members and friends about the case. In some cases, jurors are not permitted to go home until the case is over. They stay in a hotel and are not permitted to watch TV or read newspapers that give information about the case. After the jurors hear the case, they have to make a decision. They go to a separate room and talk about what they heard and saw in the courtroom. When they are finished discussing the case, they take a vote. Jurors are paid for their work. They receive a small amount of money per day. Employers must give a worker permission to be on a jury. Being on a jury is considered a very serious job.